He'll see the 3-0 and just grazes the zone for his strike 3-1. So right now for the Raptors in the bullpen, Mitchell Whitcamp is definitely going to be the guy to probably take the top of the fourth. As a swing and a hard hit line drive over to Hamilton, shifts to his right in the throw to first. And he's on time. Davis Hamilton getting the second ground out on Ty Johnson. Jorge Degatti, who grounded out to short to Fisher. So Madison looking to go three up and three down once more here in the bottom of the third. One away as kicking high in the first offering. Degatti skies this out right side. No balls, a strike. Two down. And the 0-1 home. Out on a slider out inside for a ball. 1-1. Ball on a strike for Jorge Degatti. 31 hits in total as he swings and misses at that. 1-2. Batting a 320. Ten RBIs for the Indiana Hoosier, playing his collegiate ball in the Big Ten Conference. 1-2 at a slider once more, 2-2. So 2-2 count with two down. And the look high from right as Degatti just hits a low fly ball into the center of the infield, as coming out and making the grab is Frankie Wright, the pitcher. So that's the third out. A three up and three down inning for the Mallards. Here, bottom three, we head to the top of the fourth. 9-2 is your score. Mallards lead on WFHR.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fourth inning, Mitchell Whitcamp will step on the mound for the Raptors, the second Raptor in the bullpen from today. So Whitcamp, a guy out of Salisbury University and from Bel Air, Maryland. He's had 6 games appeared in with 11 innings of work. He's allowed 12 hits in 9 runs with 4 strikeouts as well. A 9-2 lead for the Mallards. They have been in sole control right from the jump. They have scored at least a run in all 3 of their innings, including 2 of the 3 with 4 runs. So Nick Williams, who got on base off of a fielder's choice and then followed it up with a single in the right field. As the 0-1 from Whitcamp outside for a ball 1-1. Whitcamp appeared against the Mallards back on July the 4th. He went an inning, allowed 4 hits, 3 runs. And he walked a batter. So the 1-1 laced away into foul territory. Gervich runs after it, not able to track it down, 1-2. So 8 hits in total for Madison. right from the get-go. They have really hurt this Raptors side on the defensive end. Two runs for the Raptors came on back-to-back home runs from Bobo and Gurevich. So the 1-2 is dug away on the third base line, just barely hit. Nick Williams, NRAC in Wisconsin, headed to Michigan State next season. And the East Lansing just committed there, previously at Wabash College. So Whitcamp fires the 1-2 and lifted high into deep left field. Heading back, Gallison at the wall and makes the grab. About a couple feet away from that ball being sent for the 10th run. But Anthony Gallison is able there to get the put out. So Jake Goolsby, who's been unbelievable, a two-run RBI single his first time up, and then follows it up with a base hit. So Goolsby, 2-for-2 with a run as well. And Whitcamp sets in, and the first pitch low at a changeup at 86. Outside of the zone, 1-0. One down, the 1-0 paints the zone of the fastball at 88, 1-1. So a ball and a strike with one down. The third pitch misses low is Goolsby, 1-2. So has reached base every time he's been up to bat. He's had two RBIs. Tucker's had two RBIs, and Ryan Sprock has had three RBIs. So at least three guys on this team have had two RBIs and more. And the 2-2. Now for Mitchell Whitcamp, he shakes it off. Stands tall at 6'4". He'll fire in outside for a ball and just can't find the zone. So Whitcamp, this is only his seventh game he's appeared in. And the 3-2, way below the strike zone, brushes the dirt in for ball four. So Goolsby will take first. And not only can he get hits, but he's also disciplined at the plate. So once again, gets on base, and this brings up Cal Fisher, who struck out swinging and got on base off of a fielder's choice. A 9-2 lead for Madison. And Mitchell Whitcamp sets. It's a slider outside and a ball. 1-0. Well, 1-0 count. At first stands Goolsby. And the 1-0 home, and Fisher absolutely smokes this ball into left field. This did not have a chance of staying in play. A two-run shot from Cal Fisher. How about it? 11-2, Madison leads. Cal Fisher, five home runs. That ball was crushed in the left field. Did not have a chance of being in the ballpark. Madison continues their dominant streak. Wow. I mean, that ball was crushed. So Madison up 11-2 as a swing and a hard hit ball in the left field. That drops before on a one-hop bounce into the warning track. Gallison fields it up in the glove. The throw to second, not in time. Canyon Brown is there and stands up with a double. So, my gosh. Madison up to 10 hits. It's just been hit after hit. I mean, when you have 10 hits, we're only in the top of the fourth. So this game right now, a 9-run ball game in favor of the team down from Madison. As Jackson Tucker, he'll stand in. A base hit and a 2-run RBI double for him. The Mallards, 4 runs in the first, a run in the second, another 4 in the third. And here, 2 runs, top 4, the 1-0. Outside for ball 2-0. Mallards have blown this game wide open. Whitcamp sets in and fires right down the plate. This time comes in for strike 2-1. I mean, you look at it. The Rafters have gone through one time and two batters through the order. Madison right now is in their last batter. And a swing and a ball hit into left field. On his way from second to third is Goolsby. The throw from Gallison to Bobo. And puts the runners at the corner. So Jackson Tucker continuing what's been a dominant day for him. 3 for 3. 2 runs and 2 RBIs. Top of the order with Davis Hamilton. They're up 11-2 in runs and also 11-2 in hits. Hamilton also drew a walk as well. Whitcamp serves, and it's high for a ball. So Brian Dyer went to his bullpen down there in the deep left field and is calling to it now to get another pitcher warmed up. And the 1-0 home inside for a ball, 2-0. Runners at first and third. Brown at third. And at first stands Tucker. Popped out backside. 1-1. A ball, a strike. 2 balls, a strike, and 1 down. Top of the fourth inning. And the 2-1 down the plate and paints the zone with a strike, 2-2. Two away here in the top of the fourth. Whitcamp looks and delivers. It's a 2-2, sweeps in low for a ball, and the count runs full, 3-2. Two errors committed for the Rafters, but it's been hit after hit for Madison. The payoff. A swing and a ground ball over to Conniff and has trouble fielding it. It goes through his glove. A run scores in Brown. And the ugly just keeps getting uglier. 12 runs now for the Mallards. Chris Conniff, which seemed like it could have been a routine double play, commits an error. A run gets home. Twelve to two is the score. Whitcamp looks over at second and will fire on Ryan Sprock with the ball. Conniff just couldn't field that ball. It was a ground ball, and it just went below his glove. A wild pitch from Whitcamp goes into the backstop, and the runners advance. This one just keeps getting worse for the Rafters. Madison, 3 hits here in the top of the fourth. A 12-2 game. And another pass ball. So it was considered a pass ball in the runner's advance. At second is Davis Hamilton, and at third is Tucker. Fouled off the backside. 2-1. My gosh. I haven't seen the Rafters play this bad all season, and it starts with their pitching. And you got somebody like Jacob Rosenkrantz, who has one of the best ERAs in the league with a .79. The 2-1 and sliced into right field, and that drops on the right field line. Getting home is Tucker. On his way to third is Hamilton, and another run scores. 13-2. Madison in full control. They've had 3 4-run innings, and we're only in the top of the fourth. So Ryan Sprock, a one-run RBI single. These innings just keep getting longer for the Rafters. It looks to be Christian Casillas warming up in the bullpen. And Owen Jackson will step in now. The left-hander sees a strike, 0-1. My goodness. Down 13-2. One down. No balls, a strike. Well, Whitcamp, the 0-1 home, and a change up outside, 0-1-1. At first stands Ryan Sprock. At third is Hamilton. Two away. Whitcamp will set high. He'll serve it. It's a fastball low, and it comes in 2-1. This game has just not been anything the Rafters can be proud of on both sides, but there's a long way to go in the 2-1 away, and then Jensen loses it for a second, rolls in front of him, and it comes in 4-ball, 3-1. The innings just keep getting longer, and, well, for the Rafters, you know, an off day yesterday after losing two straight, they have to find ways to get their rhythm back, and it certainly got away from them. 3-1, and a pass ball that goes over the head of Jensen, charging home and stepping on the plate is Hamilton. He'll score 14-2 now. Getting to first is Owen Jackson. A pass ball goes over the head of Jensen. 14-2. In favor of the Madison Mallards by 12 runs. They've also out-hit the Raptors 12-2. The Raptors have not lost like this all season, given that there is a good amount of innings left. You still got about after 5.5, but still, they have not seen a deficit like this the entire season. As Christian Casillas is warming up right now, Isaiah Jackson sees a ball 1-0. Been out, hit 12-2, commit 3 errors in the field. A 1-0 home when Jackson grounds this away, right field side out of play. I mean, you look at it, it's just, it's been hit after hit and just error after error, and then just unlucky bounces have not gone their way. The 1-1 home, Isaiah Jackson flies this out for a foul ball, 1-2. You know, you had a bad start. You know, that happens. You know, you're going to have bad starts in games, but they found ways to, they did a 5-2 game with back-to-back home runs, but from there, 9 more runs in total as the 1-2 lined into center field. Catching it on a one-hop bounce is Johnson. And the throw home, but it's not needed as the runners hold. As bases loaded once more, up to 13 hits. Isaiah Jackson with a base hit. And all over this pitching staff. As Nick Williams, 1-for-3 with a run. Flown out to the left, got on base on a fielder's choice. Two away here, top of the fourth. And Whitcamp, the offering, and outside on Williams, 1-0. Oh. 14-2 lead for Madison. The 1-0 Whitcamp outside, and again at a ball, 2-0. Not able to find the strike zone, and just not able to get any outs. 2-0 count. Looking in is Whitcamp. He'll serve, and a ball hit well into right center field, charging after it and not making the grab in time is Lordoy. A run will score. On his way from third to home is Owen Jackson. He'll score. And now 16-2 here in the top of the fourth. Wow. Top of the fourth inning. 16-2. I've never seen anything like this in as far as the Raptors this season. And even what they've done to teams. You know, they took down Traverse City 16-5, but that game was throughout the game as it hasn't been this bad of a deficit this early as it's just certainly a hit parade for Madison. Kirk Schreider now walking out of his dugout, and he'll look to give up the ball to Whitcamp. And, yeah, Whitcamp's day is done. As Christian Casillas, he'll step in now. So Casillas out of Los Angeles Harbor College. And, wow, it's disappointing to say the least, and given, you know, how good of a Raptors can be. I mean, down 16-2. You know, they've been out hit 14-2 as well, as Christian Casillas has had two games appeared in, the sophomore from Los Angeles Harbor College and from Downey, California as well. He's had 1 1/3 innings pitched. He's allowed a hit, 3 runs, and has drawn 3 walks. He hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. Only has had appeared in 2 games. So Casillas, the right-hander, got a quick fastball. But, my gosh, Raptors have given up 4 runs in the first, 1 run in the second, 3 runs in the third, and then 7 runs here at top of the fourth. So one down. This has really been a tough one for Wisconsin Rapids. I mean, it's just been hit after hit, and the pitching hasn't helped. And certainly their defense hasn't helped. 3 errors as well. So one down, and, well, at second for the Mallards stands Nick Williams. At third is Isaiah Jackson. So everybody except one has gotten a hit for Madison, and everybody has crossed home plate for the Mallards. As Jake Goolsby will hit a jam shot into center field, and another run scores. Isaiah Jackson waltzing home. And now it's 17-2. Runners get to the corners. And a one-run RBI single for Jake Goolsby. And Cal Fisher is now due up. He's 1 for 3 with 2 runs. So 8 runs here on the top of the fourth. A 17-2 lead. Casillas fires, and this has popped out. As Gervich running after it, can he get it in time? It just catches it before the cameraman for the second out. So finally, and they get the second out. They've been out hit 15-2. So a pop out from Fisher. As Mitchell Whitcamp, his day is done, and he went 40 pitches, allowed 6 hits, 8 runs, 6 of those came earned, and 2 walks as well. 2 down, Casillas sets high and throws in on a fastball that paints the zone for a strike, 0-1. Standing at third is Williams, and the 0-1 home just lowered the zone on Kenyon Brown, who's 2 for 3, 2 runs. He's flown out to center his first time up. He'll see the 1-1 from Casillas, and a swing and a ground ball over to Broussard at shortstop, and flips it over to second for the third out. But 8-run score for the Mallards. They're up 17-2. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Can the Raptors find any offense to get back in this game? So we'll step aside on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 17-2 is your score. Madison in full control right now. Rafters haven't faced a deficit this bad the entire season as Wright will set in on Lordoni, who pops away left side. Four runs to start off for Madison, top of the first. They get a run in the second, and then Rafters get back-to-back home runs from Bobo and Gurvich to make it 5-2. Well, then Madison got 12 runs straight. Four in the third, eight here in the top of the fourth. As Orlando Lordoi will foul it backside. So a ball, two strikes. Madison just has, I mean, it's been both sides. You look at it as the 1-2 home to Lordoi as a swing and a bouncer over to Hamilton, shifting to his right, and the throw to first is on time. So retires Lordoi, who goes down. And Brendan Bobo, who got a home run his first time up, absolutely crushed a ball in the right field. One down. So Bobo will see the first offering from Frankie Wright, who's yet to record a strikeout on his 51st pitch. 0-1 is the count. One down. Bottom of the fourth. And the 0-1 home and fouled backside. 0-2. I mean, when you talk about just a game where the Rafters haven't looked like themselves at all, I mean, can't get guys out. They just, in total, through three pitchers, Rosencrantz got three strikeouts, but he gave up nine runs. So a ball, two strikes. Frankie Wright has gone three in the third inning. He's allowed two hits, two runs. As Bobo swings and hits a hard ground ball over to Hamilton once more, and the throw on the first, he gets Bobo two down. So back-to-back groundouts to the second baseman, Davis Hamilton. As Jack Gurvich, he'll step in now, and Gurvich also had a home run his last time up. Hit a low fly ball that was carrying into left center. As Wright sets in and throws a ball 1-0. 17 runs for the Mallards, two for the Rafters. They've just out-hit them, out-played them, basically out-everything at this point. The 1-0 right across the plate for a strike, 1-1. A 1-1 count. Two down. Setting high is right. He'll serve, and a swing and a miss on the inside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Frankie Wright serves and bounces low before the home plate in for ball 2-2. 2-2 count. Right again. And the fifth offering. Outside for a ball, but I mean, I haven't seen anything like this all season for, you know, for the Rafters when they've been up. You know, their biggest margin of victory was Traverse City, where they won 16-5. They also beat Battle Creek 13-3 as a 3-2 fouled off right side. But I haven't seen anything like this, and especially something that's happened to them. You know, when you come into a game on an off day, you lost two straight. You hope to get back and find your rhythm and find your identity once again. And it's certainly been the opposite as the payoff. Gervich hits a ball well hit, goes into the glove of Jackson, who turns around and makes the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning once more for Madison. We head to the top of the fifth, 17-2. Rafters trail. We'll step aside.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, a 17-2 lead as the Rafters just really have struggled. As a new catcher in store for Wisconsin Rapids, David Smijelski out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia, making his first appearance behind the plate. So Christian Casillas on the mound once more. So top of the fifth here, as it looks to be, well, is it a couple defensive changes? I think it is. So Nolan Saylors, he looks to go into center field. Yeah, here you go. You got Chris Conniff moved to third. You got Ty Johnson at second. Johnson shifting from center field to second. You have Conniff shifting from second base to third base. So Saylors will be the one to step in now at center. So Bobo is done in the field. And you have Nolan Saylors at center. So Bobo is out of the game right now. So the 1-0 outside for a ball in here on Jackson Tucker. Saylors at center, Johnson at second, and Chris Conniff at third with Bobo out. So that is the defensive changes for the Rafters. Top of the fifth, and Casillas fires it. It's a changeup outside on Jackson Tucker. 3-for-3 with 3 runs and 2 RBIs. He's had an unbelievable day, as so many of this Madison Mallards team has. Casillas, the 3-0, outside for ball 4. Tucker walked. Okay. Well, top of the order with Davis Hamilton, who got on base, flew out to right, walked, and got on base off of an error from the second baseman, Conniff. So that's where Ty Johnson will come in. I mean, a guy that's a utility guy that can play second base at a very high level. In that four spot, Casillas, the 1-0, and can't find the zone with the ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count on Hamilton. And outside once more, three balls. So really having trouble just getting it inside the strike zone. The 3-0 inside for ball four. Way inside, scooting away is Hamilton. He'll take first, and moving to second is Tucker. So here come the Mallards once more. So Christian Casillas, a second half guy for the Rafters. He bends down low, Anthony, really low, with the ball in his glove. On Ryan Sprock, he sets in, and Sprock hits a high ball into center field, back at the wall, and this one's gone into deep center field. Ryan Sprock, a three-run shot, and Madison now up to 20 runs. They lead 20-2. Ryan Sprock, his eighth home run, and just cranks that ball. My gosh, can you believe it? 20-2. This is unreal. A three-run shot from Sprock. Owen Jackson will step in. As they swing in a ground ball that just pulls away on the right field line. No 2 count here on Owen Jackson, who's 0 for 2 with a run. He's the only Mallard without a scheduled hit. And the 0-2 to Jackson, he flies this out left side. And this is very surprising that he's only got it without a recorded hit, because he's had 10 home runs on the season. 47 hits in total. So nobody down. Casillas will set in. And Jackson backs away. And it comes in for a ball, 1-2. So only 3 strikeouts in total. A 1-2 count. The 1-2 home on a swing and a miss outside. Jackson goes down. Casillas records his first strikeout of his Northwoods League campaign. So 2 away. Just a kind of a lazy swing from Jackson, but it really doesn't matter. Isaiah Jackson, he'll step in now. 1-for-3 with 2 runs. He's had an RBI and a walk. Everybody on this Mallards team has had at least an RBI, except for Canyon Brown, but he's 2-for-4, so everybody get involved, everybody just chipping in here. As Mike Gupton, he'll step in for Isaiah Jackson out of North Carolina State. He's at 14 hits, so the left fielder from Raleigh, North Carolina, 10 RBIs, he's pinch hitting for Isaiah Jackson. So Gupton, it's his turn now. As he sees the 1-0 outside, 4-ball, 2-0. 2-0 count, 4 runs in the first, a run in the second, 4 runs in the third, 8 runs in the fourth, and now 3 runs here in the top of the fifth for Madison. Here comes in for the third ball, 3-0. 2 away, and the 3-0 home, and outside, Gupton will take ball 4. He'll go to first. So Nick Williams, two for four with a run and two RBIs as well. This is just unreal. I don't think anybody has seen this level of just dominance from Madison as a pass ball goes behind Smajelski. Getting the second with ease is Gupton. He puts himself in scoring position. And here we go once more. Madison has scored at least a run in every inning . The 1-0 home, and outside for a strike. Just paints the zone, though. It swept the right part of the zone, 1-1. One down, a ball and a strike. Mike Gupton stands at second. Rose Casillas will look over now. He'll fire the 1-1, skied away right side, 1-2. So a ball and two strikes. One down, Casillas bends in low. He's recorded a strikeout. Looks at second where Gupton is. The 1-2 home and bounces in the dirt. Smajelski couldn't get it, and, well, he couldn't field that ball, but it's 2-2. Ryan Sprock has had a 6 RBI day for the Mallards. 3-for-5 with 6 RBIs. It's just been unbelievable. Well, so many of this team has. And the 2-2 and a high hit ball into left field as running after it is the shortstop and making the grab is Broussard. Two down. So Jake Goolsby, he'll step in now, the left-hander. 3-for-3 with 2 runs and 3 RBIs. He also has had a walk as well. So Goolsby is at a 2-run RBI single, a base hit, and also a 1-run RBI single. He's been walked as well. He's a 1-0 count. Two down. And the 1-0 home outside for a ball that comes in low on the outside part of the strike zone. Top of the fifth inning. 20-2. Casillas delivers in again and comes in for a ball. He's already walked 3 batters. So the Downey, California native from Los Angeles Harbor College. Fourth pitch, outside for a ball. And once more, he walks his 4th batter. And nobody warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters right now. This is a time to get guys that don't get as many opportunities to get them innings of work. So Goolsby to first. At second is Mike Gupton. Cal Fisher popped out to first, and prior to that, he hit a 2-run shot in the left field. Two down. 1-0 is the count. Looking in high is Casillas. It's a fastball that pushes in. And it comes in for a ball once more. 2-0. At first is Goolsby in. A 2-0 outside and again for a ball. He's already walked 4 batters and an inning in the third of work. One more ball here would put him at 5 batters walked. The 3-0 down the plate for a strike. All 3 pitchers, Rosencrantz, Whitcamp, and Casillas, have combined for 9 batters walked. They've only thrown 4 strikeouts. One away. The 3-1. And just paints the zone for a strike. Fisher was on his way to first. He has to backtrack. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 down. Casillas looking to retire this side. The 3-2 home, And Fisher hits a ground ball in the third pass Conniff. And that stays fair. Gupton on his way home from second. He'll score. And now 21-2. A one-run RBI double for Cal Fisher. And it just keeps getting worse. Just unbelievable. As Casillas fires and this ball's hit into left field, just pulls away on the left field line. Out of play. Two down as 21-2. Runners at second and third. As a swing and a ground ball over to Broussard, and the throw to first is on time. That retires this side. But another four-run inning for the Mallards. They lead 21-2. 21-2, we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning as the Rafters down 21-2. They have really struggled in this game. Nonetheless, the Mallards have, prior to only the second inning where they got a run, every other inning they've gotten at least four runs. So Garrett Broussard will step in. So the Mallards have gone to their bullpen. Sam Duvall, the right-hander from Pasco Hernando State College, and a freshman from Cape Coral, Florida. He'll step in now and give them some work and some innings because Madison in full control of this game. So Duvall's only appeared in a game. He's won an inning, allowed two hits and a strikeout. He appeared against the Rockers back on July the 14th. So the freshman heading into his sophomore season, he'll face Garrett Broussard. He fires in and it's a wild pitch. And it goes in for a ball, 1-0. So Garrett Broussard, who popped out to shortstop his first time up. The 1-0 from Duvall, and a swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman in Sprock, and the throw across the diamond right across his body is on the money. One down. So Anthony Gallison, who grounded out to third as well. 21-2 lead for Madison. One down, and Anthony Gallison and Coastal Carolina Products sees a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. That was a fastball that paints the zone at 93. Duvall sets in once more as Gallison ropes this ball into left center field. Chasing after it is Williams. Doesn't grab it in time. Gallison on his way to second. The throw at the plate is not in time. Gallison stands up there now. And Anthony Gallison with a double. That's a good way to start. So only two runs for the Raptors. Back-to-back home runs from Bobo to Gervich to cut it to a three-run ball game. But 16 runs after that have gone to Madison. One down. Callison at second. Duvall looks in now. He'll kick high and throw. Gervich fouls this off left side. Excuse me, Conniff. Conniff popped out to short his first time up. 0-1 count here with one down. 21-2 lead. The 0-1 and topped off backside once more. 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two away. As Duvall has already thrown six pitches. He's allowed a hit. With the red cleats, he fires the 0-2 and a miss inside for strike three. So Duvall records his first strikeout, sends down Conniff swinging. And here in the bottom of the order, Levi Jensen. Well, right, it is a pitching change. It is a substitution, so it won't be Jensen. He has to go back, so it's going to be David Smijelski out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia. So Smijelski seeing his first action for the Raptors, and it goes down the plate for a strike and a fastball. Smijelski, a guy that had 29 games played for LaGrange College, the Division III program in Georgia, batted a .310 with three home runs and 30 RBIs. As he misses inside, he's had 24 runs and also a stolen base as well. Was a guy in 2022 for them, where he batted a .313, so just north of .300 he bats as the 0-2, and a ball bounces into the glove of Brown. So Smijelski was brought in, signed a contract earlier, and now a 1-2 count here. Went to Woodstock High School. Back in 2021, he was the USA South Academic All-Conference. Played in 24 games with 20 starts. He batted a .240 as well back in 2021. And the 1-2 and a miss inside just fouled off the top of the bat. So Smijelski, another Georgia native. His school plays, obviously, Division III, and they played in the same conference as Piedmont, where former Raptor Kyle Carlson played in. He was, remember him, back in earlier this year. So, 1-2 count, two down. At second is Gallison. Duvall looks in here, bottom of the fifth. He kicks high in the 1-2, just outside for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two down. And the 2-2 home. Up and away for a ball. Ball number three now. That was a fastball at 92. Couldn't control the direction of it. Three balls, two strikes. And the count runs full. Two down. The 3-2 and a swing and a miss outside for strike three. Duvall sends him down and he records his second strikeout. So we head to the top of the sixth, 21-2. Mallards in front.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning and a new pitcher in store for Wisconsin Rapids as they trail 21-2. And has been such an ugly game for them and definitely their worst deficit of the season. Dylan Hawkes, he'll step in now. 2 games appeared in. He's had 3 innings of work. He's allowed 4 hits and 4 runs and has walked 3 batters with no strikeouts. So he appeared against Traverse City back on July the 8th and also Fond du Lac on July the 14th. So Hawkes out of Park Gilbert University and from Oceanside, California, the junior. So Hawkes here on Jackson Tucker. As Hawkes fires up and outside, 4-1-0. So Hawkes, the fourth Rafter in the bullpen. And the 1-0 once more for a ball, 2-0. So Christian Casillas, his day is done. He went an inning and 2/3, 40 pitches, allowed 3 hits and 4 runs. And the 2-out once more for Hawkes in for a ball, 3-0. 3 hits, 4 runs, and 4 batters walked for Casillas, also with a strikeout. And the 3-0 just paints the upside of the zone, 3-1. So 3 balls, a strike on Jackson Tucker, who's 3-for-3 with 4 runs. He leads the team today in crossing home plate. And outside for ball 4, so Tucker will take first. So Jackson Tucker, 3-for-3, has drawn 2 walks. We head to the top of the order. Davis Hamilton, who's 1-for-2 with 3 runs. And also an RBI as well. And also 2 walks. Hawkes looks and serves up high on Hamilton. Hamilton got all this going when on his first pitch of the game and the first at bat, he got a base hit in the center field. Another ball thrown outside for a 2-0 count. Hawkes has really struggled in the first 2 games for the Rafters, just finding the zone. Walked about 4 batters. And the 2-0 right down the plate, though, for a strike. He's got a very slow windup, but he's got a quick release. 2-1. And kind of a unique throw, but paints his zone for a strike, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And a 2-2 count. And the 2-2 home and goes away from Smidjalski. Bounces in front of him and is looking to take second, possibly with Tucker. But in all retrospect, they don't need any more runs. They have certainly enough. I mean, when you have every inning except the second, or the second inning where they got a run. Every inning they've scored at least four. The 3-2 belted into right field. A high fly ball heading back, and this one is gone. Davis Hamilton